This is Shaping Appalachia, a public affairs program discussing the issues facing Appalachia, Kentucky, hosted by Morehead State University President Wayne D. Andrews and moderated by Jason Blanton.
Welcome to this edition of Shaping Appalachia. I'm Jason Blanton, joined by Morehead State President Wayne Andrews.
Thank you very much. Today we're going to be talking about how to apply for college and financial aid. We have Tim Rhodes with us. Tim is the Interim Assistant Vice President for Enrollment Services, and Denise Trustee. Denise is the Director of Financial Aid.
And we'll come back to start this edition of Shaping Appalachia after this break.
MSU's biology, biomedical, and chemistry programs give students hands-on laboratory experience and research opportunities. Morehead State faculty members utilize innovative practices in both the classroom and laboratory to provide students with personal one-on-one attention, preparing students for careers and graduate study. As a result, MSU alumni are accepted into professional schools at rates above state and national averages. To learn more, visit online at morehedstate.edu/biochem.
Morehead State University continues to be recognized as one of the top veteran-friendly schools in the nation. Current and former members of the military can discover much more in a supportive environment. Morehead State helps remove the barriers to your education by waiving the application fee, offering early registration, awarding academic credit for military experience, and accommodating military obligations. You have done so much for our country. MSU wants to do much more for you. Visit morehedstate.edu/veteran for more information.
Welcome back to this edition of Shaping Appalachia. I'm Jason Blanton, joined by Morehead State President Wayne Andrews.
Well, thank you very much, Jason. As we mentioned a moment ago, we've got two great individuals with us today that know a lot about the subject. I'm going to start with Tim Rhodes. Tell us a little bit about what students ought to be thinking about and doing right now as they start to think about college.
It all begins with the application. There are students in different phases of the process, some who need to do the application, some who now need to plan on enrolling for classes at our SOAR programs. There are some who need to be applying for housing. But for those students who are still trying to make decisions, it's not too late. They can go online, fill out our applications for admission. We'll gather the information and get them on their way.
Yeah, the most important thing, Tim, I believe, for young people today is to know that Morehead State University is here to serve the public. And we want students to have the opportunity to go to college, and it's never too late. So if students have questions, they're uncertain, how do they get answers to these things?
Well, they can, first of all, go to our website at morehedstate.edu. If they haven't applied, there's a big box there. Just push the apply button, gets them started. Or they can call us at our 800 number, 1-800-585-6781. We have many of our questions that are in the publications that we send them. And then our counselors, our enrollment services counselors, are always available to answer individual questions.
One of the issues that we read a lot about today is affordability and whether or not students can actually afford to go to college. Denise, what I know is that at Morehead State University, we put about $21 million a year into institutional aid. And then in addition to that, there are federal programs and state programs. So the sticker price, you know, what we advertise as the tuition at Morehead State is just that. It's like when you go looking at a new car, there's a sticker price on the windshield, but most people don't pay sticker price for a new car, and most people that attend Morehead State University don't pay a sticker price here either because we discount with scholarships and aid. Could you describe some about the aid that's available to students and how it works?
We offer grants, scholarships, loans, and employment opportunities for students. Pell is one of our largest one. That's through federal aid. And when you think of these types of aid, you want to make sure that you understand what they are. Is it going to be something you have to pay back? Is it going to be something that you're not required to pay back? So keep that in mind when you're doing this process. Loans are something you will have to pay back. When you complete your FAFSA, Pell will automatically be included. That's one that does not exhaust. Then you're looking at state and CAP. So the CAP grant is one that does exhaust. And that's why it's so important that you complete this process as quickly as possible. We also offer SEOG. That is a federal grant, and it does exhaust also. And then we have the employment opportunities. That one is all, and all three of those are based on the FAFSA. So you want to make sure that you do it as quickly as possible so that you can participate in those funds before those exhaust.
So just to make sure folks understand that when you say something exhaust, what you mean is there's a limited pot of money.
Yes.
It's first come, first serve. So the sooner you apply, mm-hmm. the more likely that you are to receive some of that money.
That's correct.
Now, do we package aid? I hear that phrase, you know, we package aid, so that if a student chooses to apply to Morehead State or anywhere else for that matter, will our financial aid professionals put a package of aid together so that that student will know what it costs to go to Morehead State and what the discounts are when you take into account Pell, CAP, as you mentioned, or SEOG, or state aid, like what's the program the high school students earn money? What's that called?
Keys,
which is really important. I think the average Keys award for students here is about $1,500. Mm-hmm. So how does that work with packaging?
Yes, all of that is taken into consideration. We do package all of that at one time so the student can see exactly what they will be receiving. So we have many great resources on our website. I would encourage all students to go there. There's a link for the FAFSA. There's a link for the FSAID. We are also available at the SOAR events, and we do provide that service to any student that's having trouble. We would hope that they would do it now, you know, instead of waiting to the SOAR events, because then they will miss out on the CAP, the SEOG, and possibly a work-study opportunity.
You know, the really great thing that makes this fairly easy if students and their parents would just start the process. Two forms. The admissions application gets them, it applies for the university as well as all of our scholarship programs. The president mentioned our $21 million in institutional aid. Well, those scholarships, except for a few private scholarships, those are all applied for by the admissions application. We look at their grade point average, their ACT scores. The same thing happens with the Keys. The state is monitoring those scores. And then, as Denise mentioned, you complete the FAFSA. So basically two easy, quick forms. They've applied for college. They've applied for scholarships. They've applied for financial aid. It all starts coming together, and we gather other little bits of information here and there. But those are the two things that gets them going.
About 53% of our students receive Pell Grants. And then in addition to that, most every student that comes to the university will participate in the high school program, Keys, that you mentioned previously. And the average award there is $1,500. And then there are just lots of others. Transfer students. I mean, we offer a comprehensive transfer scholarship program for students that are coming to us from the community college. So they're really and truly, there's no reason for a student to say they can't afford to go to college. Denise also mentioned our work program. So we have a federal work program and we have an institutional work program. And any student that needs to work can be employed on the university. They've got to apply, but it's a pretty straightforward process. And we employ lots and lots of students.
We do. We usually have a waiting list every semester. So we do employ up to the max amount that we can. It's a quite large program.
And the nice thing about that, we know from our experience, if students work on campus, they get connected to the place and they're more likely to persist here because you work in an office, you get to know folks, they care for you, they're interested in your success, and it's a nurturing environment.
One of the best retention tools we have is an on-campus work-study job.
Right. And we're in the process actually now of expanding that. We've got a task group working on that to try to create more employment opportunities for students. So, Tim, as you think about the team that you have, you've got a team of recruiters that are out and about in the state and in neighboring states working at this. You host, Denise mentioned, SOAR sessions. These are opportunities for students to come to get oriented, advised, and registered on campus. So there are meet and greet sessions. There's a lot going on. So how do students get connected to all of this?
Okay, a couple of things I want to mention. One, of course, is the most important thing, go online. MoreheadState.edu has all the information and the steps to take. But we also have open house programs where students can come to campus, actually see the campus, talk to the academic folks, talk to financial aid, check on scholarships. February 20th, it starts at 9 a.m. to learn more about Morehead State.
So during those programs, the students have an opportunity to get information kind of centrally as a group, and then they are able to sit down individually and in small groups with advisors in programs. So if they're interested in biomedical sciences or exercise science or education or business, there'll be professionals there, faculty and staff that can guide them. Is that correct?
Absolutely.
Sounds good.
After the open houses, you mentioned SOAR. SOAR is mostly in the spring, and you have to be accepted at Morehead State before you come down. Tell us the process of a SOAR. Tell us how that day goes.
Yeah, we start with an orientation, and then we get them over into their academic areas where they can actually register for classes. But we have not only things for the students for their orientation and getting used to campus and telling them what's going to happen, but for the parents, which is really important, so they can know, especially since we have so many first-generation college students, parents can learn about college themselves and what we do to help their students, to advise their students, to keep them safe. They can learn at Morehead State is one of the safest campuses in Kentucky or the Southeast. And they just get lots of information to help them feel more comfortable about leaving their students here.
Enrollment Services, as Dr. Andrews said, several counselors in the 22-county area. You've divided up. You have people that go also to Ohio. And that's a real great source if you're a student in a high school. Not only your high school counselor, but the Morehead State counselor will come down. And they are known by first names in a lot of the schools because they're in there so much. And that breaks down a little barrier. And I think the students feel more comfortable with Morehead State personnel when they come to the school. And they can be able to talk to the Morehead State counselor if they have questions.
Absolutely. They'll find that our enrollment services counselors are real advocates. They want to help them answer their questions. They routinely email and text and Facebook and do all of those things with students, and they really get to know them on a personal basis and help them not only in schools as classes, junior and senior classes, but as individuals.
You know, that's one of the great things about Morehead State. You go almost as an outreach into the high schools. And they also, if they have questions about financial aid, if the counselor can't answer the question right then, they can also bring it back to you, Denise, right?
Yes, that's true, and that happens a lot. And we go out to the high schools when requested by any high school counselor and present. We do presentations, or we just meet one-on-one with students. So it's always up to the high school counselors and what the students want.
We retooled our scholarship program. We went to kind of a three-tiered approach to that, Tim, as I recall. Would you give us a little overview of the scholarship program here at Morehead State University and how it might impact students thinking about college and what they might anticipate?
Yeah, we're very aggressive with our scholarship program, and we have scholarships for the very top students, Commonwealth Scholarship with a 28 ACT minimum and 3.75, where they can get $8,000 per year. We have Governor Scholars Awards, Governor's School of the Arts Awards, Kentucky Scholars Awards at $5,000 per year for students with a 25 ACT minimum, a 3.5 GPA. We have Dean Scholars Awards that start with 22 ACT and a 3.25 GPA. We give scholarships to the children of alumni. We appreciate our alumni and the way they represent us, and so we honor them with those who are active with $1,000 per year. And then we have some out-of-state scholarships where we not only give them a favorable tuition, but we also, based on their grade point averages, whether they're 3.0, 3.5, 3.75, 21 ACT or 24 ACT, 28 ACT, different levels. As you mentioned, these three tiers, we give them more scholarships so they can, in many instances, not only receive a very favorable tuition, but also receive a scholarship on top of that. So we have a very aggressive scholarship program, and students, as you mentioned, there's no reason they cannot go to college, and they just need the mindset of this is an investment, that I need to go, I have to go. Now, what can I do? And we're there to help them.
The one thing we know about a college education is once you earn the degree, Nobody can ever take it away from you. It's a credential you have for life. It's a launch pad to start you into a career field. It's exceedingly important. If you look at the data from this last great recession in the United States, and you look at the number of people that remained employed during the recession, what you find is those that had master's degrees and above were employed in the largest numbers, followed by those with baccalaureate degrees, mm-hmm. associate degrees, and those least likely to be employed were those with only high school degrees or less. It pays to have a baccalaureate degree, and that's the financial side of it. Now, the other part of it is we know that students that are better educated tend to participate more in their communities and give back. They tend to take care of themselves better. They're healthier. So there are lots of reasons to go to college. There's no reason for you not to go. It's an investment. And think about what we invest in now. Most of our young people have a car or a truck or some form of communication. You've invested in that. But that's going to rust, and you're going to trade it in 4 or 5 years, and you're going to have to replace it. Yeah. Your college education never goes away. So, you know, there's our history at Morehead State University. Like at all the regional comprehensive universities, we started out in what I would call a service region. You know, some counties that we were all responsible for. Well, in our case, there are 22 counties in eastern Kentucky that are our traditional service counties. But we've grown well beyond that. We are truly a regional comprehensive university. We have a statewide and national reach. We have students here from all counties in Kentucky, many states in the United States, and many countries internationally. That makes for a richer, more vibrant place to get an education, and we should continue to strive to increase the diversity on our campus with these various activities. It's very important to us.
It helps our students too, our in-state students and out-of-state students, the diversity, different ideas, different approach to things. And, the university, we offer courses on campus, at our regional centers, online, of course. And so we're doing all we can to help educate people and to reach out to them and to make a difference in their lives.
Well, one of the things that's important to us, I think, as a community is the recognition that when our students graduate from Morehead State University, many of them are going to go out into the big old world, and in the big old world, it's a diverse place. It's diverse in terms of religion, ethnicity, race, political affiliation, all of the things we know as adults. And so it's helpful to students in a learning environment to meet and get to know people from other places and other persuasions and other understandings. And I think it's something we're doing much, much better in, and we need to continue that. It's terribly important. Mm-hmm. You know, Denise, from a financial aid standpoint, what can you say in a reassuring way or a helpful way that might lend to that parent some way to get connected to this, or to us in particular?
I would say the first step would be to complete your FAFSA. Okay. If you're having trouble with that, come by. We will be more than happy to sit down with you one-on-one in the office and complete the FAFSA with the student. We will help you in any way that we can. There is one thing I would like to mention at this time. In October, the deadline for the FAFSA is going to change. So October 1, and I know that's kind of odd, but October 1 of 2016, you need to go ahead and complete your FAFSA for the 2017-18 year. That will be the deadline. All of that will be used just like the January deadline is now. So they will begin using a prior year tax income. So instead of basing it on the prior year of 2015, like we will the 16-17, for 17-18, we will use the 2015.
So just to add a little more clarity to that, so I'm a parent and I don't know anything about any of this stuff. So when we talk about FAFSA, that's that free federal financial aid form.
Yes.
All students, all institutions fill one of those out if they want federal financial aid. Mm-hmm. But the information asked for on that form is tied to the individuals or the parent's income if there's a dependent child, right?
That's correct.
And so what you're describing is on the website, on our website, we have some tools to make that pretty easy to do.
Yes.
But if parents are concerned about it, call us, make
yes.
an appointment, come in mm-hmm. and see us, and we will help you do
yes.
it.
Yes. Send us an email. Either, you know, we have an email address that works really well. You can provide your contact information. We will make a phone call to you or get back with you on the email. The email address is finaid at moreheadstate.edu.
If they want to walk in, we'll give them a tour. We want them on campus. You come to Morehead State, you visit our campus, you'll fall in love with it, and you'll enroll here.
We'll come back. We'll wrap up this edition of Shaping Appalachia after this.
MSU's Office of Career Services helps match employers with employees, preparing Morehead State University students for today's growing and competitive workforce. Connect your business with qualified candidates for internships, part-time, or full-time employment. Contact the MSU Office of Career Services for more information at 606-783-2233.
There are many ways to connect with Morehead State Public Radio. Log on to WMKY.org for enhanced regional news, on-demand audio and video, breaking news from NPR, and information on your favorite programs. Get links to Facebook and Twitter while you listen to our live broadcast online, or download mobile apps from NPR and take 90.3 FM with you everywhere. Connect with your community and Morehead State Public Radio. Visit WMKY.org.
Welcome back to Shaping Appalachia. I'm Jason Blanton, joined by Morehead State President Wayne Andrews. And been a very interesting show, Dr. Andrews.
Well, it is indeed. I mean, one of the things that Morehead State University is the premier regional university for this part of the Commonwealth of Kentucky. We take great pride in that. 65,000 alums out throughout the United States of America and beyond have had the benefit of receiving an education here. This is a great place to go to school. Strong academic programs, a good quality learning environment, a place where we care about one another as people. Our buildings and our support services for students are excellent. Our residence halls are up to date. We're building new ones. I mean, it's a fine, fine campus. And it's not so large you get lost. Safe, one of the safest campuses in the Commonwealth of Kentucky, and a great place to get an education. So we really want students to know this is a great option. Take advantage of it. A higher education will change your life and the lives of everybody in your family forever. If you're the first student to consider going to college and you go, your brothers and sisters coming behind you are going to look to you and say, by gosh, I can do it. Jason did it.
Yep. And, you know, and it's real easy, the fact that if you need help with financial aid, all you have to do is pick up the phone and call them, email them, go to the website. As Tim says, you can go to moreheadstate.edu/openhouse for the date in February. If you want to come to college, Morehead State can make it to where it's a little bit easier for you to not be so intimidated by the way of filling out the college forms.
We sure appreciate you being with us today. We look forward to having all of these students on campus, and most importantly, we look forward to impacting the lives of students and families to create a stronger and better Kentucky.
Yeah, I'd like to thank Tim Rhodes, the Interim Assistant Vice President for Enrollment Services, Denise Trustee, Director of Financial Aid here at Morehead State University. For Dr. Andrews, I'm Jason Blanton. Until next month, so long, everybody.
This has been Shaping Appalachia, a public affairs program discussing the issues facing Appalachia, Kentucky, hosted by Morehead State University President Wayne D. Andrews and moderated by Jason Blanton. This program is produced through the facilities of Morehead State Public Radio.